Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and today I thought we'd talk a little bit about how to maintain habits when you are either out of your routine or you're traveling, because I'm about to head down to UTA as a supporter for the next 4 days. And so I thought it would be a great time to talk about what I'll be doing to sort of maintain things, but also not being such a stickler that you can't enjoy whatever experience it is that you're having. And probably the first part of that isn't actually what happens when you go away, but it's how you prioritize things before you go. So one of the cool things about running is you don't really need any equipment or to be anywhere special to do it. You can just do it. But with my normal schedule, there would be weights and there would be CrossFit and stuff like that. And probably on Friday before I hop on a plane, I probably have time for one thing, but not more than one thing. So I'll just prioritize today, which is Thursday, doing my weights at home, and then tomorrow we'll get to CrossFit and I'll either run before or not worry about the run, just to catch the flight and everything like that. So because I know those things aren't going to happen for 4 or 5 days while I'm away, I will make those the things, the last things that I do before I go, because I can always run while I'm away. And then the next thing to think about is how to structure everything so it's going to impact the other things that I'm doing the least, so I can still enjoy everything while I'm away and it doesn't feel like a chore and doesn't like feel like a huge imposition. And for me, probably at the moment, that's a bit more challenging than it would normally be, because normally it's easy enough to just go for a run and do all of that. But because I've got so much rehab, hours and hours of rehab, it becomes a little bit more challenging in that department. And what I do when I'm at home is I split up. Yeah, if I did all of my rehab in one go, it would take probably the better part of 2.5 hours, which is a lot in any day. So I sort of have sort of two sections to my rehab. One is the strength part, and the other part is sort of like more the running drills and the postural stuff. And so I've split those up, and so I will tend to do the running drills one day and then the strength part the next day. So I will tend to just look then at what I've got on and say, okay, you know, like, when can I, what is the most important thing to maintain here? And for me at the moment, it's actually not the running, it's the rehab. So then it's just a matter of being prepared, going, okay, most of the stuff is body weight, so I don't actually need a lot of equipment for it, which is great. But I do need to make sure I bring a few things, like some resistance bands and some, you know, some massage balls and, you know, things like that. Because most of what I need is, like, technically I do use a bench, but you can use sort of like a low chair or a low table or a chest. I often use the chest, the closed chest in our sunroom if I don't want to go out into the garage to do it. So there are ways to sort of get around all of that. So bring all of that stuff to be prepared and just go in with the understanding that that's my priority. If I get through that, that's great. And if I have time for a run, that's great, but that's the thing that I want to make sure happens while I'm away. And the other part of my rehab is the running. So next, if I had time, I would then look at doing either my 80-meter sprints or my 600-meter sprints. And I can just look at what my schedule is and say, okay, well, this day I'm going to have a lot more time, so I can do that then. I can get up early, you know, do whatever it is that I need to do, and not worry about it too much if it doesn't get done. Because, you know, I think that you do also need to take a step back from it and say, yeah, routines are important, doing my rehab is important, but how often do I actually get to go away and hang out from people within the Move sisterhood? Not very often, you know, like, we do that a few times a year, so I don't want that to be at all impacted by anything that I might be missing with rehab or with training. But it is good to go in with a little bit of a plan with it, because you also don't want, it's very easy if you go away and don't do anything to then have that 4 days that you're away turn into 2 weeks when you get home, which would probably be unlikely to happen with me because the week that I get back, I've got all of these treatment appointments and they sort of have that inbuilt accountability with that, that if I go to the deep tissue massage and I haven't been rolling anything, that's not going to be a very enjoyable experience for me. And, you know, if I go to my exercise physiologist and I haven't done all of the stuff that he wants me to do so we can see how my body adapts, then the appointment is kind of pointless. So it has that sort of inbuilt thing to keep me honest through the weeks with doing the stuff that I'm not necessarily super keen on doing. But it is very easy once you have a break for that break to just continue. So it's good to have a like not to get rid of an all or nothing approach. So maybe while I'm away, instead of going, okay, like I got an hour of strength work to do, I can go, okay, well, I don't have an hour. I got 10 minutes. What can I do? You know, what is going to be the most important thing to do with this 10 minutes? Probably going to be like single leg hamstring raises, which are really hard, or like or you know, like all of the zillions, millions and millions of calf raises I do. One of those two things would get done. And sort of just you can look at it much more as like, I need this amount of time to get this done, to I'm just going to break this up. When I get up, I'm going to do this exercise, and then I'm going to have some breakfast, then I'm going to do another one. You know, there's a step there, I'll do some calf raises, and just have a more relaxed and less rigid approach to it. And chances are you won't get everything done, but you will get something done. But probably for me, the far more challenging part of all of that is actually on the nutrition side, not on the running or the strength side of things, because it's easy enough to, you know, like the strength training is once a day, you know, just get it done. It's not that big of a deal. But, you know, with nutrition, it's all day. And you, particularly in this situation where you're hanging out with people who are going to be running 50 kilometers and 100 kilometers and 22 kilometers, and they need to eat a lot more than what I do. So it's easy to go into it, and particularly for me, I think that I just have a little bit of that addictive personality, that if you put me in a situation where there is celebratory food, it's easy for me to go overboard with that and go, oh, well, I'm away. It's like being in different postcodes, so it doesn't count or whatever. It's not true. And going into it, I'm aware that I've just started to get into a good zone again with my nutrition after having some time off with the injury and everything like that, and I don't want it all to go to garbage by me essentially eating like a garbage can for, you know, like 4 days and just eating rich food and, you know, all of that sort of stuff, because it's going to undo some of the work that I've done, and it's also going to make me feel awful when I get home. And yeah, it's just not something that you want to do, but it does take some planning. And for me as a vegetarian, probably with eating out and things like that, probably the hardest thing for me to get enough of is protein. So usually when I am traveling, that's sort of the things, those are the sorts of things that I would take with me, like some protein powder and some protein bars. And it's not ideal. I'd much rather have that in whole food form, but it's still better than it not happening at all. And if I kind of stack the stuff that's high in protein for when, for, you know, sort of like in the morning before there's the potential of like going and eating out, it's a lot easier to maintain the way I want to eat through the day. So I usually put a little bit of preparation into that, and also just have a little bit of a think of, okay, this is where I'm going to be, and this is sort of like probably what I'll be having for dinner, so what else do I need to eat through the day to sort of even everything out. I was joking with Kirsten that I've become one of those people who like Googles restaurant menus to see what I can eat there before I go. And it's kind of funny, but it's also just one of those things that I do to kind of just make sure that I can go and I can enjoy myself and I can, you know, it cannot be like, not like taking Tupperware containers of food to restaurants or anything, but I'm also not treating going out and eating out as a complete blowout, which I've definitely done in the past. And I guess the goal there is kind of like, if I put a bit of planning and a bit of preparation into what food I'm going to be eating while I'm away, then when we do have those more sort of celebratory meals while I am away, I can just enjoy that and not worry about the food and, you know, and just have it be and enjoy the experience. Because, you know, one of the things with being away from home, like when I'm at home, I weigh everything pretty much. And whenever you're eating out, like you can, you know, you can put it into like MyFitnessPal or whatever, but there's always going to be, like, it's not 100% accurate. You're guessing, really, you know, as to how they're cooking the food and whatever else that they're doing. And so if you get super restrictive with it and really rigid about it, not only are you going to have an imperfect result because you're guessing, you're going to take away from your enjoyment of the experience of being with other people. And for me, food and enjoying food with other people is always a big part of the experience, and it's always how I sort of grew up with food as a celebration, and that's not something that I ever want to get away from. So it's sort of more about going, okay, you know, if I am sort of like pretty much on track 70% of the time while I'm away, then I can have those fun meals out with everyone and not worry about my food and just enjoy it. And that's kind of like, that's sort of more the goal, is to sort of like mitigate it in some areas so that you can just have fun in other areas. So one of the ways that I find it's easiest to do that with nutrition is, where possible, sticking to what my sort of normal routine with food would be at home, which is pretty easy because we're staying at a house, not in a hotel. So, you know, I can easily, you know, just make whatever food. And so, like, part of that is, like, I always have oats for breakfast. I'll have oats for breakfast. You know, like, I don't need to have some, you know, like, fancy pastry just because apparently I'm very close to all of this fancy pastry. That I can have that later in the day, but keep breakfast as breakfast. And just keep as much of those sorts of things the same as they would be at home. Like at home, I try to restrict myself to 3 coffees a day. I'd probably do the same. And I think also this time, because I'm travelling from Ballina, which is my local airport, instead of going up to the Gold Coast, I'm not going to be having to get up at a ridiculously early hour of the morning, which always helps with the nutrition side of things. The longer you're up, the worse it gets, really. So that is can also be something that, like, to consider with your travel, is like just making sure that you're getting enough sleep, because that's another big part of the picture too. And I think the final part of the puzzle is allowing yourself that space when you get home to get back into the swing of things. Because oftentimes you are away and you get back and you'll be tired and, you know, everything else. And you sort of need that. You don't necessarily want to jump back into everything 100% because you kind of need that downtime at home to sort of relax and rejuvenate and get back into things. So don't put a lot of pressure on yourself to jump straight back into exactly how everything would have been before you went away. And it'd be the same, you know, if you're traveling for work or you're going to a work conference or anything like that, like just creating that space around that travel where you're doing what you can do, but you're also just treating your body well during that period of time and, you know, allowing yourself time to, you know, enjoy being back home. And I always find that too now, that it's almost like now that the kids are a bit older, I miss them more when they're away than when they were babies. I think, like, they were babies. I don't really think that they, like, obviously they were always excited to see me when I got back, but I don't really think that there was a lot of sort of, you know, a lot of missing me while I was away, because I was kind of just like out of their consciousness at that point. Whereas now, you know, like Piper will often want to call me while I'm away to have a chat about what's going on, and, you know, she'll want to see what I'm doing, and she wants me to take some videos of stuff while I'm down there to show her, because it's so much more of a relationship now than when they were really little babies. I think it's also a lot more now that when I do get back, I want to sort of spend time with them, like quality time, and not be sort of like just rushing off into the next thing as well. An important thing to remember about habits and what your routines are and, you know, your nutrition and your training and everything like that is that they're there because they serve you. You aren't serving them. So, you know, I'm paying attention to what I'm eating because it gives me a lot of energy. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I've got more in the tank for training. It makes me feel energized when I get up in the morning, and it just generally makes me feel like I'm sort of firing on all cylinders. So that's why I do it. And sometimes when you get sort of like into the grind of something, it's easy to forget that. But it's just good to remind yourself that that is why you do it, not for some kind of, you know, to tick some box, or, you know, because you quite have to or whatever. You're doing it for you and because it's what your body likes and it's how you feel good. And, you know, the same goes for running or any kind of training. You know, I'm not doing that out of some sort of sense of duty. I'm doing that because I enjoy it. And that, so those things don't change because you're away. And in some ways, they become more important because it's easier to, you know, not quite get as much sleep, and you might not always have access to everything you have at home. So it's good to keep in mind that as much as you want to make the most of your time away, whether that be a holiday or a running event or you're traveling for work or whatever it is, all of those things that you normally do at home are things that you have chosen for yourself because they enrich your life, and that doesn't change. But you just want to find that balance between maintaining the things that make you feel good, that you have chosen for yourself and for your life, and, you know, like how you want your body to feel and, you know, what you want to be doing, and really be present in the moment and enjoy everything and not have those things that you normally do get in the way of that. So it's just sort of like finding about where that balance is and at what point your usual habits start taking joy away from your experience. And that might be, you know, like you're going out to dinner and you can see like nothing is ever going to fit your nutritional requirements, but you're there with your family and you want to enjoy a celebratory meal and you want to have a really yummy dessert and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. That's an excellent time to abandon ship on whatever you would normally do and just enjoy it. And don't waste any energy worrying about being off any plan that you're on, whether that be nutrition or be training, because it's a few days. It's not going to make that much difference in the long run. It's much more about you doing the things that make you feel good so that you are still enjoying that time away, like waking up with, you know, like feeling tired and sluggish and, you know, all of the other things that can happen when you ignore the things that your body likes to do. So if you've got a trip that you're planning, or you've got a period where you're going to be away from home, the key things to remember are plan ahead with what you want to do while that is happening. Do the things that maybe are going to be harder to get to before you go, and drop the all or nothing attitude to things. Just fit things in as they fit in with what you are doing. Don't worry about the details too much. You know, as soon as something that you normally do starts impacting on your experience and on your enjoyment, just abandon ship on that. And just make sure that the focus is on people that you are spending time with and enjoying time with them, and not having anything get. That's it for this week. We have the last Learn to Run Until August starts on the 28th of May. So if you want to jump in and do that with us now, you can just head to the website and you can sign up there and get going. The next one after that isn't going to be until the 6th of August. So if you want to get going before then I would jump into the May group, and you can just email me if you have any questions at all about that. And I will talk to you next week, unless you happen to be going to UTA, in which case I'll see you there. Bye.